If you have a real good yield, will you say, boy, we sure did raise a big
field, a big crop of food, of corn, or whatever you want to put on it.
Yeah, whatever, okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you might say you did what to the land?
Plowed.
Okay, before you could plow, you had to just get those trees out of there. You'd say,
well, I cleaned up.
Okay. Oh, sometimes when you cut grass for hay, like in spring,
mm-hmm.
it'll grow back the same year, you know, and you
yes.
can cut it again. What do you call it when you get to cut it again?
Cultivating.
Okay. What would you call old dead dry grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Dry Johnson grass.
Okay. Say that, you know, you hadn't planted a certain crop in a certain field that year, but it just sort of came up anyway, like maybe you planted it the year before,
mm-hmm.
and it just came up on its own. What would you call that?
A new crop.
Okay. Wheat, when you harvest it, is tied up into...
bundles.
Okay. And then sometimes you get the bundles and pile them up into...
stacks.
Okay. And you might say, we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to put it in a thrasher.
Okay. Would you say the oats is thrashed or the oats are thrashed?
The oats are thrashed.
Okay. Okay. Say that we had to do a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, okay, we have to do it, okay? It'd be one way of saying it. Or another way of saying it, like I might say, well, have to do it.
We both have to do the job.
Okay, if I was going to name us separately, only not use names, I'd say,
Go ahead. Peggy and I
okay.
are going to do a job together.
Okay, and if you weren't going to say Peggy and you were talking to her, you know, but you didn't want to say her name, mm-hmm. you'd say...
Shirley and I are going to do the work together.
Okay, and say somebody wanted us for a job, he didn't want just me, he didn't want just you, he wanted us to come together. So you'd say he wanted what of us?
He wanted both of us to be there.
Okay. Say that you and a friend of yours are coming over to see me. You'd say, you a whistling puzzle?
Oh, do I?
Oh, I'm glad he's happy. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, you and a friend of yours coming over to see me, okay? And so you're going to say, you want to tell me about it, so you're going to say, I'm coming over later.
Joy.
And
Bert and I are coming over to see Shirley.
Okay. Okay, now, say Joy and you are coming over to see me. But you don't want to use Joy's name, because maybe I don't know her or something.
Okay.
You just say, just use a pronoun, you know, instead.
Yeah.
You say, and I are coming over.
Her and I are coming over.
Okay. If you knock at the door, you go someplace, somebody's house, and you knock at the door, and they say, who's there? And they know your voice, you know, so you just say,
oh, it's Norma.
Okay, but you didn't say your name, you just say it's...
Oh, it's me.
Okay. And if we're sitting here expecting somebody who knocks, some man who knocks at the door, we know who it is because we're expecting him, and he knocks at the door, you'd say, it's only
Bob.
Okay, or if you didn't say his name and just used a pronoun, you say,
oh, it's Bob, oh, it's him.
Okay, and if it was woman, you'd say,
it's her.
Okay, and if it's two people, you'd say,
it's her and Joy.
Okay, or if it's